Okay, today we're starting together, Horayot, even though we're starting at Daf Chet. Sorry that I didn't get to teach last week. Okay, we have Refuah Shlema for the week. Sara Recha Bat Tova, or the Pnei Bat Recha Frida, Aviv Rachamim Ben Zippor, Reni Bat Sara, Ava Amuna Bat Chava, Chana Leah Bat Freda, Leah Tashachar Bat Shoshana Brecha, Shulmi Bat Yonah, Miriam Bat Chaya, Leiloi Nishmat Rav Tzvi Chaim Ben Leah Etel, Hershel Tzvi Shlomo Chaim Ben Pesach Bedina Sara. Okay, to do a little background, since we missed doing it together, I'm just going to give you a little background. If you have the Schottenstein, they have the Psukim in the beginning, and it organizes all the different categories of korbanot that we have. What we're basically dealing with is all types of korbanot chatat. Today we're actually going to go back to some things we learned in Shavuot about the korban o levi yored. Okay, so I'll remind you of that. There's two different types of korbanot chatat. One is a chatat kvua, it's called. It's a regular chatat. And that we bring, that's what's in Vayikra Dalet, Psukim Kapzayin to Lamed Bet, which is sort of at the end of that parak, which comes after, starts with the par Kohen Mashiach, where he has a special korban he brings. He does a chet, bishgaga, which the Gemara had a whole debate about what that is. We're kind of in the middle of that right here. We have the par Helen Devashot Tzibur, which is when the Beit Din teach a mistaken ruling, and then the tzibur, which we saw, rov tzibur, goes after them. There were also some debates about that. Who exactly brings the korban? Is it the people? Is it the Beit Din? Is it both? Is it each shevet? That's the second section. Then there's the nasi who does a chet, and the difference between the nasi and the kohen mashiach is that the kohen mashiach, the Gemara just in the end of yesterday had said it's when the kohen mashiach does. Also, he teaches, like the Beit Din, and also he does a maaseh, I'll pee his teaching. And then there's the chatat kfu'a, which is sort of like the nasi. If a nasi makes a chet, the nasi isn't teaching. The nasi, by the way, is a king, not a nasi, like a nasi Beit Din or something like that. The chatat kfu'a is then, if one person does a mistake, and he's chayav a korban chatat for the mistake that he does, and that would be, okay, and that we're going to see today also, on what type of sin is this? It's sins where the zadon is karet. If you did it b'mezid, it would be karet, but here you did it b'shogeg. Okay, all these cases that we're discussing are all shogeg. The common denominator is they're all people did something based on a mistake with the tzibur, the par ha'len gavashol tzibur, and the par kohen ha'mashiach, which is the kohen only who had shemen ha'mishchah put on him and not a kohen, which once by a chaini, there was no Shemen HaMishchah. So all kohenim, how did they, if they didn't have Kohen HaMashiach, right? They didn't have the Shemen HaMishchah, what would they do? They would become a Kohen Gadol. By the way, it's only a Kohen Gadol if they put on the Shemone B'gadim with the Kohen Gadol. Okay? It's called a Lavush B'gadim. So this whole thing wasn't relevant anymore after Bayit Rishon when there was no Shemen HaMishchah. Just the din of the Kohen HaMashiach. So the two of them have in common that there has to be a Hora'ah and a Shigigat Maaseh, where there was a mistake in teaching and then they did based on that mistake. The Seir HaNasi and the Chatat Kfu'ah are basically an individual makes a mistake or the Nasi makes a mistake about something like the classic cases Chelev always brought. Okay, that's the classic case. Something that you would have B'mezid, you would get a Korban Chatat. I'm sorry, B'mezid, you would get Karet, and if you did a B'shogeg, now you bring a Korban Chatat. That's called a Chatat Kfu'ah. It's a Korban Chatat. Regular Chatat, you have to bring, right, depending on which Chatat this is a particular animal. When it comes to the Korban Olevi Yored, those are the psukim, okay, they're on your sheet, at the very end, the very bottom of the sheet, okay, this is all just intro to today. V'nefesh ki techtat, the beginning of Perek Hey of Vayikra, we saw this all in Shavuot, we started in this, in Masechet Shavuot with this. Nefesh ki techtat v'shama kol alav hu edo ra'ahu yadavi im lo yagiv in asav, no, he sees testimony, and he doesn't go to the court to tell it. Or nevash asher tigav b'chol tameh, or b'nivlat chayat tameh, or b'nivlat behemat tameh, or b'nivlat sheretz tameh. V'ne'elam mimedavu tameh v'ashem. He touches tuma. It doesn't say this in the text, but we learned this out. We darshaned it all. But it means, and he goes into the mikdash while he's tameh. So he touches something, he doesn't realize. And then, or he touches something, he realizes, and then he forgets, and he goes into the mikdash. Or he forgets that he can't go into the mikdash tameh. Some sort of shkaga having to do with that. Oh, ki gab tumat adam l'chol tumato or tumat adam. Okay. Oh, nefesh kiti shabal levatei b'sfatayim l'ra'u le'itiv. He takes a shvuah pitoy. He says I'm going to do something and then he forgets and he does it. Right? He says I won't do this. I swear I won't do it and then he forgets or I swear I will do it. He'll debate whether it's both. Okay, where I will or I did. Is it on past or just future? Anyway, those details all in Shavuot. And then it says, if you do these things, okay, I didn't bring the rest of the psukim, but what do? You bring a korban chatat, but it's called an oleh v'yoreh, depending on your means. How much money you have, you bring a different animal. You could bring birds if you don't have a lot of money. You can even bring a mincha if you don't have a lot of money. Okay, like just a solet. So that's called a korban oleh v'yoreh, as opposed to a chatat kvua, okay, where it's set. Okay, then the other issue is that there's these psukim, after all these psukim in Bayikra, right, that was Dalet, then we went to Hay, okay? Then there's an Asham Taloi, which also comes up, okay? This is, if you don't know that you're not sure if you made a mistake or not, you ate something, you're not sure, is a Chelev, is a Chuman, so you want to get Kapara, but you can't really get Kapara because it's only Sefik whether you did it or not. So that's called an Asham Taloi. You bring a Korban Asham that's Taloi. Okay, what does it do? It provides you with kapara in the interim if you were to do something wrong. When you actually find out that, oh, I really did something wrong, then your asham taloi doesn't help you, then you have to bring a korban chatat. Okay, that's something else. And then the last two things we have is in Bamidbar Tevav, Psukim Kapeta Lamed Aleph, there's two sections, okay, and there, I brought them on your sheet, actually. Almost all of the psukim, maybe even all. Almost all. So, Bamidbar Tevav on the first section, first side of your sheet, near toward the bottom. V'chi tishgu v'lo ta'asu et kol mitzvot ha'ela asher diber Hashem al Moshe et kol asher tziva Hashem alokechem b'yad Moshe minayom asher tziva Hashem v'halel l'dorotechem. Okay, if you make a mistake and don't do one of these mitzvot, this sounds exactly like Vayikra. It seems strange, right? The other really had this in Vayikra. And it says, so the first thing talks about what if the nation, and then it talks about, it's the same exact structure where we talk about what if everyone did it, what if one person did it. So we're going to darshan today, okay, with something that was seemingly odd in the beginning of the Masechet, where they just took it as an assumption that this was talking about, and here there's different korbanot, there's a parva se'ir, if it's sibur, there's a se'ira, which is an ez, it's an ez on the pasuk, but it's a se'ira. And a kevan, if it's a yachid, and it doesn't say how we know this is talking about a vodah zarah, but they took it as an assumption that these psukim relate to someone who does a chet bishkaga for a vodah zarah. So all, everything discussed in Vayikra, Dalet was all other things, okay? That or zadon, if you do it b'mezid, it's kare, and bishkaga, it's going to be eschatat. But those psukim in Bamidbar must be talking about a vodah zarah. We don't know why we're going to see that today. Okay, so let's start from the top of the daf. Okay, we're kind of in the middle of a machloket Rebbe and Chachamim, so I just put it at the top of the page here, the machloket from Daf Zayin Amud Bet, which is that when you have the Kohen HaMashiach who does Avodah Kochavim, notice we had, right, we had the categories of Kohen HaMashiach, Par HaElim Dever Shel Tzibur, right, the community, the Nasi, and then a regular person. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, we only have the Tzibur and the Yachid. So what about a Kohen HaMashiach? So Rebbe says he's only chayav, he's even chayav, even if he does it rak b'shigigat maaseh. He's considered like the individual here where it doesn't need to have a teaching to go along with it, where we said with the Par HaMashiach, in a regular case, he needs to have taught in order to become chayav, but if he just does a regular sin by accident, he doesn't bring a korban at all. But Chachamim say, no, he needs to have helem davar, he needs to have a mistaken teaching when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and a Shigigat Maaseh. Okay, so there's a debate among them about this, which is not what we're going to get into today. But the last line of that Braita says, Shavin, they both agree though, Shebisi'ira, that even if he does, whether you need the Helem Davar or not, either which way, they both agree that if he does it, he has to bring a Si'ira like a Yachid, and Shavin She'em Mevi Asham Talui. They don't bring an asham taloi. In this kind of a situation, if you're confused whether you did it or not, whether let's say something was avodah zarah and you're not sure, then you don't bring an asham taloi if you're the Kohen Mashiach. So now we're going to get to what's the source for shavin she'em mevi asham taloi. That's what we're up to. So we're starting at the top now of Chet Amud Aleph. Shavin she'em mevi asham taloi. Minalam. Where do we get this from? Dichtiv b'chiper alav kohen al shigigato asher shagag. Okay, this is when it talks about the, 1 second, this pasuk is from, in Vayikra Hei Yud Chet, okay, where it talks about One second, is it the Psukim by? Okay. The Asham Taloi, right. The Psukim about the Asham Taloi, Vayikrahe, it says, Vevi el ayal tami minatzon berkachal Asham el kohen. And then what happens? When you get the kapara for the Asham Taloi, it says, Vechiper alav kohen al shigigato asher shagag, Vehu lo yadav nislach lo. So the kohen, don't get confused, this isn't, right? The Kohen of Mashiach in this case did the mistake. This is the Kohen who's mechaper. So when you bring your korban, the Kohen who's mechaper is mechaper on the shigigato asher shagag. So Rebbe Savar, what did we darshan from this? Why did it say shigigato asher shagag? Right? Shigigato, it's obviously asher shagag, right? The mistake that he made a mistake about. So Rebbe says, mi sheko chatato bishkaga. It has to be someone that is hochet is bishkaga. Yatza ze she'en kol chatato b'shkaga ela behelem davar. So it says that only someone who is whole shkaga is that he did something by accident, but not that there was a helem davar involved. So now they say midi kol k'tiv. Does it say kol chatato b'shkaga? It doesn't say kol chatato al kol chatato asher shagag. If it said kol, then we would understand that. So what does he say? So they say no in. Really, it's true. De im kein nichtov al shigigato, lamali asher shagag. So he basically says it should have said just al shigigato. The fact that it says asher shagag, ha kamash melan da ad ika kol chato b'shkaga. Okay, and therefore they say a Mashiach that bishar mitzvot. Okay, you can whether you read or not these parentheses. There's a debate, but we can read them because it explains a little better. Yatsa Mashiach she'en kol chato b'shkaga. Ela b'avoda kochavim, v'lo b'shar mitzvot, ela b'helem davar im shigigat maaseh. Rebbe says that since his other chataim, his shigigah, when it comes to that, has to be also with helem davar, therefore we're going to not include him at all in this asham talui, because it has to be someone who all his chataim are just bishkaga and not with any sort of additional element that it has to have that he also taught something. Okay, and therefore he excludes him. V'rabbanam, what's their drasha? Mi shechetov b'shkaga, yatsa Mashiach, she'en chetov b'shkaga, lo b'avodah kochavim, v'lo b'shar mitzvot, ela b'helem davar, im shigigat maaseh. So he says the same type of thing, except for him, he would have to explain it differently, because for him, the helem davar is a necessary element also for avodah kochavim. So he basically says, someone whose chet is b'shkaga, and his chet, when it comes to both Avodah Kochavim and Shar Mitzvot, it's not enough for him just to do a Bishkaga to be Mechayev, right, for him to be Chayav, the Korban Chatat. He would have to do it also with Helem Davar. In other words, they're both saying Helem Davar. The only difference between them is that, remember, Rebbe thinks that Helem Davar is only a necessary element when it comes to Shar Mitzvot, but not Avodah Zarah. And Chachamim say Helem Davar is a necessary element everywhere. And they both basically learn by Asham Taloi, because it says, Al Shigato Asher Chatat, that basically he's going to need the Kohen. It's only going to apply to someone who falls into the classic case of Shogeg, where it doesn't need any sort of added element of Hora'ah, right? Where he has to teach something mistakenly. Okay, that's the end of that topic. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein beitin chayavin ad shiru b'davar shezdono karet v'shigato chatat. As I said, the beitin is only, you're only chayav this par helem davar shel tzibur, to bring the special unique par that we bring when the whole tzibur makes a mistake based on a mistaken ruling of the beitin, is only on something the beitin taught, where if you did it b'mezid, you get karet. If you did it b'shkaga, then you get a korban chatat. And this would be something that, let's say, the Beit Din taught incorrectly. Like, for example, the Chelem and Shuman case, they said this fat is actually forbidden, that this forbidden fat is actually just regular fat. They made a mistake about it. The people did it. That would be a case. V'chein HaMashiach, this is the same structure as the previous Mishnah, and also the Kohen HaMashiach would only be a davar shezdono karet b'shigato chatat. And the same thing, even though it's a weird way of saying it, it's about a double negative here. V'lo b'avodah kochavim ad shiru al davar shezdono karet b'shigato chatat. And likewise for avodah kochavim, for the seira that the yachid brings, for the par and seir of the beitin that they bring, right, on a par helim, when the beitin teaches a mistaken ruling about avodah zarah and the people all follow it, They have to bring a par and a seir, right? It's different than the regular. And that's also not going to be unless they teach something having to do with avodah zarah, where if you did it b'mezid, it would be karet, and your shkaga would be chatat. So now we're going to derive these halachot. Minal. Detanya Rebbe Omer Ne'amar Kan Aleha V'Ne'amar Lahalan Aleha. Okay, now you have no idea where this is. So I brought you the pesukim. Okay, so on the sheet, Vayikra Perek Dalet Pesuk Yud Dalet, it says, okay, this is by the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibor. It says, because we're starting with that. That was the first case. V'Noda'a Chatat Asher Chat'u Aleha. Okay, so they found out the sin that they did. V'Yikrivu'akal Par Ben Bakar L'Chatat. So then they have to bring a Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibor. There it says the word Aleha, which you might think is a kind of typical word to be using. However, they're going to darshan Gzera Sheva. Where else does he use the word Aleha? In Vayikra Yuchet, Pasuk Yuchet, where it talks about the Arayot, it says, V'isha alachota lo tikach litzror legalot ervata aleha bechayeha. Okay, so here we have Arayot, and that's Zadon Karet Shigato Chatat, right? It's Karet if you get this, if you do this. So they're going to say, from here we learn, aleha, aleha, okay? Ma lahalan davar shezdono karet v'shigato chatat, af kan davar shezdono karet v'shigato chatat. Generally, you might say, what kind of gzera shavah is this? Aleha, aleha. But gzera shavah always are things that were passed down by a masoret. So they say, okay, this was our masoret. Okay, so that helps us with the parilim davar shel tzibor. Eshkechan tzibor, mashiach minal. Remember, we have a list. We have also the kohen mashiach, and also the avodah zara. So eshkechan tzibor mashiach minalan laashmata am harem mashiach kitzibor. This was a drasha that came up earlier where they said it says by the kohen. It says va'im kohen mashiach yachta laashmata am. What does it mean laashmata am? So the pshat means he does it and the people know about it or something. But they say no, laashmata am means that he's like the tzibor, that the details of the Kohen HaMashiach are learned out from the tzibor. So if we already darshan this from the tzibor, that the tzibor is only chayav on zadon karet shigato chatat, also the Kohen HaMashiach will be zadon karet shigato chatat. Nasi, what about the nasi? Now, even though the nasi isn't mentioned in the mission here, it's also obvious, it's obvious from a later mission that the nasi is included. So nasi, where do we get the nasi from? Yalef mitzvat mitzvat. Ktiv gabe nasi. Va'asa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem. Okay, that's right. And if he does one of the mitzvot, asher lo ta'asena va'ashem, right, he makes a mistake about them. Uchtiv b'tzibor va'asu achat mikol mitzvot. So the same lashon is used of the mitzvot. Ma tzibor is davar shezdono karet v'shigato chatat. Af nasi davar shezdono karet v'shigato chatat. Okay, so we learn out the nasi, as we learned, here you have a gzera shavah and a gzera shavah. We learned out the tzibor from gzera shavah from the arayot, and now we're learning the nasi gzera shavah to the tzibor. Yachid, what about a yachid? How do we know that a yachid's also going to be only davar, right? When a yachid brings a chatat, how do we know, right? These are questioning things that we take as assumptions, but it doesn't really say it in the pasuk. So how do you know that when does a yachid bring a koran chatat? Only on something, that's zadon karev v'shigato chatat. Amarka, vi'im nefesh. Notice the last section in Vayikra Dalet is the Chatat Kvua, and it starts off with the words V'im nefesh echad techta b'shkaga. So the Vav, we've seen this before, connects it with the previous passage and says, oh, well, what's true for the previous passage is going to be true for this also. Okay, now, what about the one thing we've left? Okay, now we discussed all sorts of things that weren't in the Mishnah. The Nasi, the Achi, weren't mentioned in the Mishnah, but they were obvious. Now, what about, and we learned about the Mashiach, but the third one mentioned in the Mishnah, we had the Tzibor, the Kohen HaMashiach, and then we had the Avodah Zarah. So what about Avodah Zarah? V'lo ba'avodah kochavim ad shi'oru. So ba'avodah kochavim minana. Ditanu habanan, so we're going to quote a braita to show. Lefi shi'atza avodah kochavim ladum ba'atzma. Right, since, again, remember, this, everything here is a very organized section in Vayikra Perek Dalet. Each section, but if Tzibor, if it's the Kohen, right, actually the Kohen starts first, if it's the Tzibor, if it's the Nasi, if it's a regular person. But the Avodah Zarah is found in Bamidbar Tevav, totally different context. So you might have thought, because Yatz'ah Ladum Ba'atzma, Yahol Yuhu Chayavin, Afilu Adavar She'en Zdono Karet V'Shigato Chatat. you might have thought it has all different criteria and it doesn't fall into this category of, you know, that it's only Zadon Karet. So now they say, but it's not the case, because again, we're going to have a Gzeres Sheva. Ne'amar kan me'enei, v'ne'amar lahalan me'enei. Okay, it says, I think I brought this on the sheet. One second. Right. It says in Pasuk, Bamidbar Tefav Kaf Dalet, it's on your sheet. V'haya im me'enei ha'eda nesta l'shkaga. Okay, if from the eyes of, right, you wouldn't need to say me'enei, right? Like it eluded from their eyes and it was done l'shkaga. Okay, and it says also in, sorry, where's the me'enei? I think it's in the Parhalim Dever Shul Tzibor. No, it's not there. So the me'enei, the second one is Vayikra Perik Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, v'im kol adat b'nei Yisrael yishku v'ne'elam davar me'enei hakahal. The exact same lashon is used, right? It's not even just the word me'enei, but it's the same idea, right? Me'enei ha'idan nesta l'shkaga, and there v'ne'elam davar me'enei hakahal. Ma lahalan davar shezdono karet b'shigato chatat af kan davar shezdono karet b'shigato chatat. Okay, so there you're gonna have. So again, we're going to learn from the Parhalim Dever Shel Tzibor. The same wording is used. It must be the same. Okay, well, that helps us with... That was the pasuk we quoted in Pabibar Tefav Kaf Dalet, was about if the Tzibor worships Avodah Zarah. But Eshkechan Tzibor, Yachid, Nasi, Mashiach, Minalan. What about if the Yachid, the Nasi, the Mashiach, worships Avodah Zarah? How do we know that it's also only on Zadon Karet B'Shigato Chatat? So they take another pasuk. Amar Kra, when it talks about the Yachid worshipping Avodah Zarah in Bamidbar Tefav, what does it say? V'im nefesh achat. So what do they say here? Nefesh, this also came up previously, nefesh refers to any kind of nefesh, any individual, which would include echad yachid, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad mashiach. Okay? Kulan, bichlal nefesh achatim. When you say nefesh achat, it means any sort of individual, which would include any one of those individuals, whether he be the Kohen HaMashiach, or whether he be the Nasi, or whether he be a regular individual. And then, okay, well, that's fine. That's included in the Pasuk about the individual, but we still haven't explained how we know the Pasukim about the individual have the same criteria as the Pasukim of the Tzibor. V'yilameh tachton min aliyom. Notice it started V'im, again, the V'av connects it to the previous passage and says, just like the previous passages that talked about Avodah Zarah for the Tzibor, we already learned Me'enei, Me'enei, right, that it's going to be learned from the part of the Dever Shel Tzibor, that Zadon Karet B'Shigato Chatat. Also here we're going to learn that also the Nefesh Achad, which is going to include the Yachid, the Kohen HaMashiach, and the Nasi, are all going to be Zadon Karet B'Shigato Chatat. Okay, that's great, but now we're going to go backwards. Go back to the beginning. Where did we start? We said this all started from a Gzeres Sheva of Aleha Aleha. Remember, from the Arayot. Everything else was kind of internal. But this came from some pasuk about the Arayot. There's a bit of a problem with using this pasuk from the Arayot and doing this Gzeres Sheva, because we're going to learn Hani Chalamanda Mapik Leila Aleha L'Gzeres Sheva Kedamaran. If we say La'aleha worked for the Gzeres Sheva here, so fine, you could say that. Ela L'Rabbanan. Okay, by the way, this whole braita was said in the name of Rebbe. So Rebbe darshens this Gzeres Sheva. But if you're not Rebbe and you're Chachamim, Chachamim actually used the word Aleha from the Arayot to teach a totally different halacha. Dimakele la'aleha la'arayot vitzarot. They use that word Aleha, okay, there's another word Aleha in Yivama. When it comes to the Yivama, it says Yivama Yavo Aleha. Okay? Right, that the Yavam will have relations with the Yivama. So what do they learn from there? They take the Aleha there, and they learn the Aleha from the Arayot. If you remember, we learned way back in Yivamot that if someone's married to a woman, when do you have to do Yivam? When the man dies and they have no children, and the brother's supposed to marry her. But what if the brother has an Isur Arayot to that woman? Okay, like let's say he's married to her sister, and then he can't marry the Yivama. So in that case, you might say you do chalitza, because you can't marry her. But no, if it's Isur Arayo, what do they learn? From the Aleha Aleha, they learn that if it's Isur Arayo, you're putter entirely from Yibum. There's no chiyuv of Yibum at all, even if he had, even if there were other brothers that could marry her. Once there's an Isur Arayo, they're all off the hook. There's no chiyuv of Yibum. And they learn that from Gzera Shava Aleha. So if you're going to use Aleha to teach you that other halacha and Gzera Shava in that direction, then you can't use it for here. So if that's the case, so if you learn Aleha L'arayot B'tzarot, and then also they say not only that, but the tzarot are also, then they also learn that not only, let's say he had, the first husband who died had a number of wives. If one wife is Isra Arayo to the brother, then all his other wives are also, they're the tzarot, they're ptulot from Yibum also. Everyone's patur. Okay? So, Davarshas don't know karei b'shigato chatav minalehu, so where are they going to learn it from? Naftalehu midemane le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi liberei. Okay, we're going to learn it from this pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his son. Torah achat yelachem leose b'shkaga. Okay, this is the final verse of, or not the final, it's the near final verse. Here it continues. Vanefesh asher taseh biyav rama v'chulei. Okay, so at the end of the section of Avodah Zarah, when it's talking about the individual, you can see it on your sheet, it says, okay, pasuk kaftet, Hazrach b'bnei Yisrael v'lager agar b'tocham, Torah achat yelachem l'oseh b'shkaga. Okay, what does it mean, Torah achat yelachem? There'll be one law for all of this, which means, right? Lo Sevish Gai, it's like the conclusion thing that sums everything up. If we're going to say there's going to be one law, we're basically going to say, Huksha kol ha-Torah kula l'avodah kochavim, right? That they're darshaning it like this. Torah achat yelachem, the kol ha-Torah, that we're kind of connecting all the chatat kvua that you bring for everything you do in this, right? All, anything in the Torah, which is what when you're going to bring a korban chatat, not on everything, but on only if Zadon Karet Vishigato Chatat. So then, or you should really just say Zadon Karet, right? I say the whole phrase, but because we're trying to figure out when Shigato Chatat is going to be. But only on something that's Zadono Karet. And therefore, Kshukol HaTorah Kula L'Avodah Kochavim. Ma Avodah Kochavim Shechayavim Al Zadono Karet Al Shigato Chatat. Avkan Shechayavim Al Zadono Karet Al Shigato Chatat. Okay, so we're basically going to learn that everything is like Avodah Kochavim. He actually, by the way, here, he's learning everything from Avodah Kochavim. He's basically saying, what is Avodah Zarah? It's something that you get karet for. So therefore, we're going to learn from there to everything else, that everything is Zadon Karet, and therefore, and Shigato Chatat is only going to be if Zadon Karet. Eshkechan Yachid, so that explains the Yachid, but what about Nasi U'Mashiach? Bein b'Avodah Kochavim, bein b'Shar Mitzvot. And Sibor Minalan. So what do they say? Yalef El Yom Mitachton. Now they're going to do the reverse. Until now we've been saying Yalef Tachton Me'El Yom. Since it says Vav, it connects it to the previous passage. And whatever's true for the previous passage is going to be true for the upcoming passage. So now he says it's the reverse. You have to understand, once they got rid of this Aleha Aleha, everything went out the window. So he's basically saying, it's like the opposite direction. We started in the first argument in Rebbe with the basic, and then we took it to Avodah Zarah. He's starting with Avodah Zarah, and he's saying, take that very last verse in Avodah Zarah. It says, Torah Yelachem. So he's going to say, what typifies Avodah Zarah? That it's Zadon Karet, Shigato Chatat. Therefore, we're going to start with the very last thing, the Yachid. We're going to take that to the Tzibor, because it's connected with the Vav. Okay, we're going to connect that to everybody. And then we're going to take that to all the other Averot also. Right? So we're going to go like that. So Yalef El Yomi Tachton means basically we're going to learn the Vav connects them and it connects them in the opposite direction, right? That whatever's true for the last case is also going to be true for the first case. B'Rebbe, Had Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi my Avid Lei. So what does he do with this pasuk? Torah Chat Yelachem. Matik Lei L'chiditani uses it for something else. L'fisha Matzinu Shechilek HaKatub Bein Rabim L'Yechidim. And this goes back to something we learned in Sanhedrin. People who worship Avodah Zarah, there's two categories of people. Okay, forget about Shkaga. Now we're back to Mezid. Okay, we're off our topic. When you worship Avodah Zarah b'Mezid, what's your punishment? Okay, what happens? It depends whether you're an individual or you're a whole community. What's the whole community called? An Ir HaNidachat. So there's two differences between, okay, each one has like a Chumra and a Kula. So Rabim and Yechidim are different when it comes to worshiping Avodah Zarah b'mezid. Rabim b'sayif, everyone in the ear Hanidacha gets killed by Saif, which is a weaker punishment than we're going to see what the individual gets. Umamonam aved. But what's their chumrah? We destroy all the rechush of the city. Remember, they burn all the property in that city. They burn down the city. Also, yechidim b'skila umamonam palat. Okay, the yechidim, if you're a yechid and you worship Avodah Zarah, you get skila, which is the most stringent. Right? You get skila, which is more, even according to all the opinions, skila is more chamor than saif, than killing by the sword. Again, there's different opinions, skila shrekah harik b'chenek, or the reverse, but the first two are always the same, and the last two are in the first two are in the higher category, the last two are in the lower category. Yechidim skila u'mamonam palat, but their mamon doesn't get destroyed. We just kill them b'skila, but if you worship the Avodah Zarah, we don't destroy all your property. So since we see the chilek hakatu between Rabim and Yechidim when it comes to Mezid, what might you have thought? That Yachol Nachlok b'korbonotehem. You might have thought we're also going to distinguish in their korbonot. Talmud Lomar, Torah Achat Yeh v'chule. Okay, that's to teach you that their korbonot are the same. Okay, just 1 second. Okay, so then Matkiv la rechilkia meagronia, tama de lo chilek hakatuf, hachilek hava mina nachlok. So now they say you might have thought that. What are they basically? There, 1 second. There's one thing I'm confused about. Because there are chalukim b'korbonotehem, right? But I think what they're saying is because they're not totally chalukim b'korbonotehem because you bring. Right, dinam yechidim. 1 second. You might have thought nachlok b'korbonotehem. Shem chayvim lavi rabim. I see. Whether some people do it or whether the whole community does it. You might have thought.
Many people do it.
Right. If the people of one city do it, where it's not the whole tzibur, but a whole city does it, you might have thought that they're not going to be the same as yechidim. They're going to be like the tzibur, okay? But then they have a different korban. Maybe they have a different korban. So then maybe like an ir hanidacha that does bishkaga would have a different korban. So Torah chat yelachem comes to teach the korban is the same. Okay, they're also going to be judged individuals because they're not rov tzibur. Okay, that's what it means. So now they're going to say, well, what you're assuming what tama delochi lekakatuv. Right, the whole reason is because how do you know that the Irani Dacha has to bring like a Yachid? Because the Pasuk says, Torah Chati Yelachem. That was his drasha. He says, so Hachile Kava Mina Nachlok. But if it hadn't said that, then what might you have assumed? That it would have its own Korban? So now he's going to basically say, my Neite, where would you have put the Irani Dacha? If an Irani Dacha, all sins, what category would you have put it into? Neite part sibor, b'shar mitzvot hu demaita. What you think? Maybe bring a parhel and davar shel sibor. Well, that it's for shar mitzvot, not for avodah zarah. Neite par leolav asir lechatat, like the sibor does. So they say that's a sibor, b'avodah kochavim hu demaita. That only that's the whole rovat sibor does, and they're not rovat sibor. Neite seir. Nasi b'shar mitzvot hu demaite. The seir is only for the nasi, not for him. In other words, they're basically saying Irani Dacha wouldn't fall into any of these categories. Neite seira yachid nami hainu korbano. That's right. That would be the obvious one. So what do they say? Itzrich. No, you really did need it. Why? Sal kadata chamina tzibur maite parla olav seir lechatat. Right, and the yachid brings the seira. But what might you say? Ha'ani naita ifcha par lechatap tzir lola. Maybe we should take the tzibor's korban and flip it. I don't know why he's suggesting that. Inami tzarich ve'en lo takana. This is maybe even a better answer. You might have thought that they need their own korban. However, there is no unique korban given to them, and therefore maybe you think an iri dacha could never get kapara. Okay? Therefore, kamashmalan, that it gets it like a yachid. In other words, if an iri dacha all worships of Avodah Zarah, then you're going to end up, they're going to bring the korban of the yachid. So basically, that's what you said in the first place, but they questioned it and said, well, what was your havamina? You know, where else would you have put them anyway? So either you say maybe you would have done a flip of the tzibor one, or you would have just said, maybe there really is no possible solution, and they're stuck. Okay. In any case, what do they say? Now we're going to go back to our very basic question, which is, who says that the psukim in Bamidbar are talking about Avodah Zarah? Because if you look in those psukim, okay, if you read them carefully, you'll notice the word Avodah Zarah doesn't appear there anywhere. It sounds like, what does it say? Chitishku v'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvot ha-ela asher dibar Hashem ha-Moshe. That seems to include all the mitzvot. So now we're going to have a number of answers given for how do you know that we're going to bring the korbanot there are all about Avodah Zarah. De kule alma mihad. Everyone at least agrees for all the debates that there are that ki k'tive hanikrai b'avodah kochavim u'dichtive. Everybody is clear that those psukim are about Avodah Zarah. My mashma, where do they get that from? Amarava. So the first answer is going to be in the name of Rava Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We're going to have, I'm on the second section of, or not the second section, but the second half of the page on the back page of my sheet. We're up to that question. You're going to see there's three answers given. Okay, here are the three answers. So the first one is Rava or Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. And some people say Kadi said it. Some people say Kadi is Stam, or some people say it's actually someone's name. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chitishku v'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvot ha'ele. All these mitzvot. Ezo hi mitzvah shikshuk shkula kechol ha-mitzvot. What's a mitzvah that's equal to all the mitzvot? Heveo mirzov adak kochavim. What's their assumption? Their assumption is it can't be all the mitzvot because we already had all the mitzvot in Vayikra and there's a different korban mentioned there. So therefore it has to be something unique. What's unique that would be comparable, would weigh on a scale against all the mitzvot? Avodah Zarah. That's the first answer. To be Rebbe Tana, Amar Kra, in the house of Rebbe, they said like this. The Pasuk says, Asher diber Hashem al-Moshe. Uchtiv, and the next Pasuk says, Asher tziva Hashem alokechem biyad Moshe. One is Asher diber Hashem al-Moshe, and then it's Asher tziva Hashem to you through Moshe. You can see where this is going. Right, what was the mitzvah that came to us directly from God through Moshe? That was at Har Sinai. What do we know? The first two dibrot, God spoke directly. Right, this is according to Rabbi Yishmael. God spoke the first two dibrot directly to man. Right, then everyone got scared, and you know, they said, no, we want Moshe. So therefore, those words of Asher Dibar Hashem Moshe and Asher Tziva Hashem Alechem Biyad Moshe must be referring to those first two mitzvot, which are Avodah Zarah. The third answer is, Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the next few words of those psukim say, Asher Tziva Hashem V'hala L'dorotechem. Okay, the ones that God commanded you, and from then on for generations. Ezuhi mitzvah shehinem rabitchila, meaning that Hashem told you first this mitzvah. What was the first mitzvah we got? Okay, this isn't exactly true, but let's say the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, okay, Havei Omer Zov Adak Kochavim, right? That's the first commandment that we got directly from God. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha marmar, Eser mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'marah. When they were camping in Marah, before they went to Matan Torah, they got 10 mitzvot there, okay? Whether you read this or not, it says Vayam Shemot Shema L'Kol Hashem L'Kechem. From there, they learn that they got the mitzvot, so therefore they reject this answer. Ela Mechubar Tekin D'Chanina Meikara. So it must not be this answer because it wasn't really the first mitzvah they got, and therefore, right, you could say, forget about the first three that were given to Avraham, right, to Adam Arishon Pru Revu and Avraham Brit Milah and Gidan Asher in Shmo in Breishit. Those don't affect us because that wasn't Asher Tziva Hashem etchem, right, to the people. Once we were a nation, though, apparently, according to the drasha here, we got mitzvot in mara, and therefore this wasn't the first one, and therefore they reject that answer. But we still have the two previous answers, whether it's shkula keneged kol mitzvot, or asher diber Hashem Moshe, asher tziva Hashem, and the chem biyad Moshe is referring to the first two commandments. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein chayavin al aseva lo taaseh shebimikdash, ve'ein mivim asham taloy al aseva lo taaseh shebimikdash. Okay, now we're getting to the, I told you we get to this, the Korban Olevi Yored. Okay? We're now going to say that it's only on things that you have to bring a chatat kfu'ah for, right? But it's not going to be on things, okay, if the Beit Din makes a mistaken ruling relating to Tuma B'mikdash, which you bring a Korban Olevi Yored for, it's true, it's a chatat. But it's a chatat that's olevi yored, it's not a chatat kfu'ah, we're not going to have a parhelem davar shel tzibur for that. Parhelem davar shel tzibur is unique only for chatat kfu'ah. That's what this mission is telling us. So not on an aseva lo taseh shebibikdash, which would be that you're chayav the korban olevi yored. Okay, what's an aseh and lo taseh? So I put it on the chart here, toward the bottom of the page. V'lo yitamu et machanehem asher ani shochem b'tocham, that's the lo taseh of tumah. And the asay is v'yishachum en amachaneh kol tzaro b'chozav. And one is, you can't come into the mikdash if you're tameh. And the asay is, if you're in the mikdash, there's a mitzvah asay, and you become tameh, there's a mitzvah asay to send you out. Okay? So if they make a mistaken judgment about either one of those, since those are things that you bring a chatat olevi yored and not a chatat kfu'ah, we're not going to bring a parhelem davar shel tzibur on that. And not only are you not going to bring a parlem davar shel tzibur, you're also ein mevi'im asham taloi. We're going to see the parlem davar shel tzibur and asham taloi we saw already. Their details are connected. You're not going to bring an asham taloi when you're not sure whether you did something b'shogeg, you know, by accident or not. You would bring this asham taloi. We're not going to do it on an aseh v'la'alot taseh shebimikdash. We're going to see later that it's not just the mikdash, but it's all the things in Vayikra Parakeh in the beginning there that we learned in Shavuot. All the things that you bring a korban olevi yored for. Aval chayavin, you can see this mission is just picking examples as categories. Aval chayavin al aseh v'alo taseh shebinida. Okay, they're basically putting up against mikdash versus nida. Okay, when it comes to nida, which is a classic example of chayav karet, and right, we usually use chayelet, but here they're using nida. You would be chayav on an aseh and lo taseh shebinida, umibim asham talu al aseh v'alo taseh shebinida. Ezohi mitzvah taseh shebinida. It wasn't so clear to them what the mitzvah taseh by nida is. Because, right, usually there's a lo taseh. Mitzvah lo taseh is obvious. Well, let me just jump to the end of the Mishnah. Mitzvah lo taseh, al tavo al anida. Okay, it says in the pasuk, I'll read, right, if you look at the chart here, the pasuk is, ve'elisha benida tumata lo tikrav. You can't get close to a woman. Benida tumata, right? You're not allowed to have relations with her. But what about the aseh? So they say the aseh is prosh min anida. Separate from a nida. Now, there's a very big debate, and this goes to a very basic issue of nida, which is prosh min anida. So Rashi says, what does this mean? It means when a woman's supposed to get her period, she knows, right? We keep vest. It's called vestot, where women separate from their husbands when they're expecting their period. There's all sorts of dates of the month. It's one of those very complicated halachot details. When you're exactly you're supposed to separate when you're expecting to get your period. So this, they say, is a mitzvah aseh, prosh, okay, comes from the pasuk, you can look at the chart I put it on the sheet, bizartem et b'nei Yisrael mitumatam. You should keep far away, make the tumah zar to you, make it a stranger, meaning when you're expecting to get your period, don't sleep together, because maybe you'll get your period exactly at the moment you're having relations. The big problem with this is, there's a very basic machloket, or vesto d'oraita or d'rabbanan. This would only be, because you can only bring a parlem davar shel tzibur on something that's d'oraita. So this matches the shita that separating when you're expecting your period is a mitzvah d'oraita. But many people say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And they have a whole different explanation. And their explanation actually matches a lot better the mikdash. It becomes very parallel to the mikdash, and you can see why they chose mikdash and nida. What's this? It's a kind of strange halacha. Let's say you're having relations and you realize you got your period. I don't know exactly how this would happen, but let's say you realize right then in the middle of the act that you're in nida. So instead of being poresh miyad, the man has to wait till the erection dies down and then come out because it'll be pleasurable for him as he comes out. So based on that, it's very similar to Vayishalchum min HaMikdash. If you're in the Mikdash Tameh, there's a mitzvah naseh to go out, but to go out in a particular way, right? So it has to do with the leaving, okay? And the lo taseh is don't do it if you're already Tameh. So that's like a nice comparison. And what's nice about it is it really relates very to this very basic machloket about whether Vestar or Doraita or Rabbana, which is obviously a very relevant, important debate. Okay, minahane mile. So now the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know this? Did tzibor lo mechayev korban be'alma be'yachet asham talo ina milo? How do we know that you don't bring an asham talo or the paralim devar shel tzibor if it's a korban olevi yored? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi ne'emar v'ashem b'chatat u'v'ashem. I'm sorry, u'v'asham talo ne'emar v'ashemo. V'ashemo b'tzibor ma b'tzibor ma v'ashem b'yachi b'chatat kvuah v'af v'ashemo b'tzibor b'chatat kvuah u'ma tzibor b'chatat kvuah af asham talui nami ein ba ela al safek chatat kvuah. So now they're saying basically we have this v'ashem. Okay, it says v'ashem in the chatat and it says it v'ashemo in the asham talui. Sorry, v'ashemo b'tzibor ma v'ashem b'yachid b'chatat kfuah. So just like the ashem and the yachid is chatat kfuah, af v'ashemo b'tzibor is going to be b'chatat kfuah. When it says it by the parlim devar shel tzibor, we're going to assume that's also b'chatat kfuah. Umat tzibor b'chatat kfuah, and just like the tzibor brings the chatat kfuah, af hashem tolim nami eno ela ba ela al safek chatat kfuah. So they're basically comparing where the words v'ashem appear, and they're going to say it appears by the parlim devar shel tzibor, it appears by the chatat yachid, and it appears by asham taloi. So we're basically saying parlim devar is going to have the same v'ashem as the chatat, it's going to connect to the chatat kfuah, and the asham taloi is going to connect to the chatat kfuah where it says v'ashem. That sounds very nice, but they say, but notice, wait, that's not great. I mean, it sounds nice because you connect the v'ashem and the chatak v'wah. Say it appears also in parlim devar shel tzibor, it appears also in asham taloi. But ihachi korban olevi yored nami aktiv, v'hayaki yesham lacham e'ele. The same lashon of v'ashem, the same root, is also used by korban olevi yored. So you should say that also applies. So what are the answer? Danim, ashem min ashemo, ve'ein danim ashem min yesham. They say Yesham is different. Hashem and Hashemo is the same, but Yesham is something different. Umay nafkamina, v'hatane, why would you say, just because it uses it in a bit of a different form, we have other gzerot shavot that are like this. V'hatane debe Rabbi Yishmael, v'shava kohen uba kohen. This is even more different. They make a gzerot shavot between shava kohen uba kohen. This is by Metzora, where there's the first week where the kohen checks, and then if the nega doesn't spread, then he checks a week later. This is on Sarat Abayit. And when it tells you after the first week, there's two options. Either the nega spread or it didn't spread. If it spread, then you have to do this procedure. Okay, it's called, you have to do cholet kotze betach. You have to take the avanim out that had the tzarat. You have to peel away the plaster or whatever, the cement that was around there. And then you have to re-cement it. But it tells you then, and then wait, but if it didn't, okay, that's option A. If option B happens and it didn't spread, then the Kohen comes back a week later. And then it doesn't tell you what you do if it did spread the second week. So they assume, because it says Shava Kohen, and in the second case it says Ba Kohen, or I forget which the order, right, no, Shava Kohen would be the second time. They make Xer Shava and they learn from one to the other. Whatever you had to do the first time is what you would do the second time if in fact it spread. So there you see Xer Shava, where words are totally different. Shavu Va. And so why can't you say Asham and Yesham? Zoe Shiva Zoe Bia, Ve'od, and all the more so, they have a better argument against this. Ne'lach min ve'asham, mitumat mikdash v'kodeshav, dechtiv, v'utameh v'ashem. The actual word v'ashem also appears in Pasuk Bet of Vayikrahe, of the Korban Olev Yireh. So you have the exact wording. So why are you saying learning Zayir Shava only from the Chatat Fu'ah, not from there? So the answer, Amar, Papa Danim, v'ashem u'mitzvat Hashem, min v'ashem u'mitzvat Hashem. It's not just v'ashem appears there, but it appears Hashem and mitzvat Hashem, and that appears in the other places, but it doesn't appear in the Korban Olev Yored. So they're still going to question that. They say, Amar, v'shimi barashi, l'rav Papa, v'neila v'ashem u'nisiyat avon, min Hashem v'nisiyat avon. But if you look, the words nisiyat avon appear also by Korban Olev Yored, and also in the Pesukim, about the Asham Vada, I think about the Asham Taloi. One second, let me just check the Psukim. In the Asham Taloi, it says, Right. Asher lo ta'asena v'lo yadav Hashem v'nasa avono. So you have Hashem, nasa avono, together with Hashem and nasa avono in the Korban Olev Yored. So you should compare those two. But then the answer, Alamar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Danim v'Hashem u'mitzvat Hashem asher lo ta'asena, min v'Hashem u'mitzvat Hashem asher lo ta'asena. So they now say, we've got more words that connect. In other words, there's more words similar between the Chatat Kfua and those Psukim rather than the Chatat or Korban Olev Yored of those Psukim. It's like a numbers game. Ba'al yochiach shmiat kol ubitoy svatayim v'tumat mikdash v'kodashav shelo ne'amar bahem v'ashem u'mitzvat Hashem shelo te'asena. Since it doesn't have that word in there, we're not going to learn it. This is one of those classic examples of they knew that this was the halacha and they're trying to connect it to Psukim and they kind of, fit it all in. Okay, we'll stop here.